With BPR News, I'm Elena Rivera. Last month, Harrah's Cherokee was awarded the naming rights for the U.S. Cellular Center in Asheville. The organization's bid offered $3.25 million over the next 5 years. Part of this amount will go to revamping the Thomas Wolfe Auditorium. I visited the auditorium to walk through some of the proposed changes to the space downtown. Chris Coral is the general manager at the U.S. Cellular Center. Going down a staircase in the back of the Thomas Wolfe Auditorium, he gestures to the main performance entrance, a window-sized door in the middle of a wall.
It's how people remember Asheville. If they're not sure if they've been here, I say, hey, do you remember the Hobbit door? And they're like, oh, yeah, Asheville. So I guess we got that going for us.
Updating the performer entrance is only one of the proposed changes to the space. Coral's heard feedback on improving
restrooms, seat comfort, load-in, and the back of house capabilities for the bands that come in and for the performers that are here, because there's just not enough space.
Coral says a little over $300,000 a year from Harrah's Cherokee will go to fund the auditorium project. The U.S. Cellular Center is working with a design firm out of Nashville to come up with an updated timeline and cost for the improvements by August. Asheville Symphony Orchestra musical director and conductor Darko Buderetz says he hopes the changes will allow the symphony to expand its current programming.
Really, the renovation ultimately allows us to grow the symphony orchestra to incredible potential.
Coral says he sees the project as an investment in the future of arts in Asheville.
I think this renovation could be the next 50 years for performing arts in Asheville. So this venue's been here for almost 50 years. It's worked very well. It needs some love.
Coral says he envisions beginning the capital campaign for funding in the next 12 months, with proposed renovations starting in the middle of the next decade. For BPR News, I'm Elena Rivera.